Yeah, we're evacuating this area right now for a potential mudslide.
The fire truck is blocking Gastineau Avenue, and first responders are going door to door asking residents to evacuate.
Is it voluntary or we need to leave?
Voluntary.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Some are staying, some are going. Alanita Danner is looking for her 80-year-old mom.
So she's on the other. Have you tried to call her?
I have. She's outside. She's locked out right now.
You can't get through there.
She can't get to her because a large spruce tree came down across the road.
My mom called. And she said that my aunt's house was in the road.
Part of her aunt's house is underneath the tree. There's significant damage, but no one was inside. Danner's mom was able to evacuate down a stairwell and meet her daughter downtown. The tree blocking the road is also on top of Evan Hartung's truck. It came down from above the house where he lives. Hartung was watching television when he realized he needed to get out.
Yeah. Then, start hearing the shaking and the rumbling.
Yeah, no, you guys are good.
Okay. So I ran out barefoot and it's kind of coming down right behind me.
He's wearing his neighbor's cut-off extra tufts and a wool shirt. Rain is dripping off his beard. He's lived in this apartment for 4 years. He said the 2020 slide in Haines was on his mind when he heard the rumbling.
Just glad it wasn't a little bit to the side. That would have been my house.
So it didn't hit your house?
Just my stairway, for the exit.
Sarah Wallace and her partner live in the unit next to Hartung.
So when we looked out the window, we saw him running out without any shoes. And then my partner and I grabbed both of our cats and ran out. And then I ran back in for a second to grab us coats. And yeah, we've been out here ever since.
Do you guys know where you're going next?
Yeah, I think so. Devil's Club.
Devil's Club.
They plan to stay with friends after swinging by the brewery to decompress. Their landlord, Terry Schwartz, says the tree missed his house, but the house isn't fine.
Well, there's another house on top of it right now.
Schwartz was finishing dinner at his home in North Douglas when he got the news. He says he feels sad.
I'm sad for the folks that live there, and I hope that we can get this cleaned up real quick. I'm also glad that Jin wasn't in his house, the guy above us, and I hope this gets resolved quickly.
Schwartz says weather like this is getting more common.
It's been raining pretty wild, pretty crazy. It's rainfall intensity has definitely increased over the last couple of years here, and landslides have been more and more common. It's pretty wild.
Roads are closed in the slide area for the night. The city is asking people to stay at least a block away. Crews are slated to begin clearing debris in the morning. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Claire Strimple,